Welcome to Healthy Her, the podcast designed to inspire women to lead lives filled with health and happiness. I'm Dr. Amy Brenner, your host, discussing nutrition, hormones, aesthetics, sexual health, and more. Join us each week as we dive into feeling better, looking better, and living better. And welcome back to another episode of Healthy Her. And today we're going to talk about something I think most of you probably haven't heard of, but in the integrative functional medicine space, it's really becoming a popular treatment. So today I have Jason De Leon. Is that how I spelled it? I know I just asked you. Is that right?
That's it. Yeah, you got it.
Okay. And we're going to be talking about ozone therapy, but welcome, Jason, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Brenner. Appreciate you having me on.
So before we get started, I'd like everybody to give their own introduction. And can you tell us what you do and how you got started in the ozone business?
Yeah. So currently I am an EBU trainer. So EBU is extracorporeal blood oxygenation and ozonation. That's what that little acronym stands for. Essentially, just like a quick 10-second explanation of it, it looks like an ozone dialysis machine. So I've been traveling around, I was telling you off camera just a second ago, from anywhere from Alaska to New Zealand, setting up this EBU device, which uses ozone and ultraviolet light. Been in this space for about 10 years. What brought me over here was my own health journey. I had chronic migraines. When I say chronic, it was like five a week or easy. So talking about debilitating where I have to shut down and take a, you know, go to sleep. I was on all kinds of medications. That's its own discussion, but ultimately it led me to a crazy doc that was dealing with this kinds of wild functional medicine at the time. And he ended up pointing me in the right direction. And after all this medication that I was on and all this is going to resonate with you, Dr. Brenner, but it was gluten. Gluten was the enemy. It was fueling those migraines. And he put me onto a book called Wheat Belly by Dr. William Davis that changed my entire life. So, but professionally, I've been dealing with ozone for, like I said, a little over 10 years. I consult on it. I teach on it, anywhere from IV ozone to insufflations. So I get to work with amazing practices like yours and just install this in their facility.
All righty. Well, let's get started. I bet most people listening to this are like, ozone, what are you talking about? I thought ozone is something that's bad for you and in the environment. So let's just break it down for, I would say most people listening to this have no idea even what we're talking about. So could you even talk about what ozone therapy is?
Absolutely. And, you know, its most famous form is going to be the hole in the ozone layer that we used to hear about many years ago, right? But ultimately, many of you have smelled ozone. You just didn't realize it. It's what you smell during a thunderstorm. That's what that distinct smell is. Or your kids go outside playing and come back. That's what that smell is as well. So ozone is essentially O3. So you have oxygen, which is O2. Ozone is O3. So it's the way you get ozone is you have to use electricity. You introduce electricity to O2, which splits those electrons back, and then they come back, joining back together again as O3. It's an extremely unstable gas. It is a very powerful oxidant, but there's therapeutic ranges in the ozone IV world that you can use to induce a mild oxidative stress event, which we can talk about here in just a second. But ultimately, it's natural. That's the part that I want patients or practitioners listening to understand, that this is a naturally occurring thing that we're using to our advantage in our body to stimulate a positive reaction.
Great. So in our practice, we are offering ozone through the IV, and somebody comes in and we start an IV and then we ozonate their blood. So can you just give everybody a better explanation of what that process is, and with low dose and high dose therapies, and a more detailed explanation of what the patient would experience when they're getting an ozone treatment to their blood? Yeah.
So in your practice, you have both standard and high dose ozone, those two offerings. So I can explain those to the people listening. A standard And please understand, just like anything else in the regenerative world, more is not better. So you want to titrate yourself. And let me give you, so ozone is considered a hormetic-based therapy, meaning you're going to have to stress the cell to get it to respond. So a good comparison for you would be if Dr. Brenner's your personal trainer and she told you to do 500 push-ups in one day, so you don't have to do any for the rest of the month. That's just not how our bodies respond and how we're designed. So there is a titration process that happens. I'm bringing this and I'm laying that foundation just so that I can explain that there's two different ozone IVs that you have, Dr. Brenner has in her practice. There's standard, which is where you would draw 60 mLs of blood from the patient. You mix it with that's going to be combined with heparin. You then push that heparinized blood back into a saline bag. And then it's mixed with ozone syringes, anywhere from one to three, and then ran back to the patient past ultraviolet light. So it's a combo therapy. You're getting both ozone and ultraviolet light. Ultimately, they do similar things in the body, which is they increase your oxygen uptake, they increase your circulation, they have immune modulating properties. And when I say immune modulating, I'd say that that's where ozone IVs are often mislabeled. And here's what I mean by that. You'll see on Instagram that ozone IVs boost the immune system. Well, Dr. Brenner, if you had a lupus patient, you don't want their immune system boosted. You need it, brought back down. So that immune modulating, your body is smart enough to take this energy being received from both the hemoglobin and the lipids or the albumin that's being picked up by the ozone or UBI, and then process it and send it where it needs to go. So just quick recap, increases your oxygen uptake, increases your circulation, and then also has immune modulating properties. Now, here's some secondary things that are extremely impressive with ozone and UBI is that it reduces inflammation amazingly. So you will see your labs, your hsCRP, your SED rate, LD, some of those things that your lab markers move pretty quickly whenever you do a series of these IVs. Reducing inflammation, that's Dr. Britter, we could probably run the whole podcast on the rest of that, but that's ultimately the source of all of your ill in the body in a lot of ways, right? So you just reduce inflammation on you, on a patient, or as a practitioner, as a tool, that's huge.
So we draw the blood, put it ozonate the blood, and then put it back in your body. You talked about some of the mechanisms of how this works. What are some of the patients that would benefit from this? I know my answer is everybody, but everybody could really benefit from this. But what are you in your courses teaching doctors of what kind of patients would see benefit from this?
I would say anybody from, someone who's tried everything and it's failed to your elite level athlete. And I can explain why it's so versatile. For a couple of reasons. For your, let's say you have a patient who has a chronic condition, like even cancer. I've seen it used as an adjunct at some of these alternative cancer facilities that I go to. I just came from a cancer hospital in Tijuana, for instance. They're using it to reduce inflammation for those patients, which, I mean, you could argue that cancer is the ultimate expression of inflammation, but they're using it as an adjunct. So meaning they're using it as a combo to other therapies that they're including in there in the practice. So for the super sick chronic stage patient, typically you're heavily inflamed, reducing that inflammation equals less pain, less fatigue, those kinds of things. To your elite level athlete, a good way of, I've always explained it this way, is if you're at the top of your game, you're a big name in your, let's say, professional sports. If your body is, let's say your immune system is off fighting a war, so to speak, you're not able to recover as quickly as you are as if your everything is in homeostasis, meaning everything is level in your body, completely balanced. So for those, your elite level athletes, I would say, I challenge you to think about how you feel in your last set, your last mile that you're running, the last quarter of your game. Typically, that's whenever these ozone IVs show up. You're able to go stronger, longer, harder. For your person who's right in the middle, let's say you're not chronically ill, you're not elite level athlete, or maybe you used to be, Those persons right in the middle, I've seen it used a lot for prevention. That's where I've seen docs. So you're about to take a flight for the Thanksgiving holiday, or that just happened, or Christmas coming up. This is a great time to run in and do an ozone IV to help just bring your immune system up to optimal, and that way you can tolerate those germy airports and and so on.
Yeah. You mentioned those people right in the middle, which is really where our practice sits. We see a lot of people really my age, I'm 54, of menopausal women, premenopausal women, a lot of women with thyroid issues, chronic fatigue, weight gain, maybe some insulin resistance, a little bit where kidneys aren't working well. How would it fit in that kind of patient population?
So that's where I like to bring up the fact that ozone and UBI both open your phase one, phase two detox pathways. So as you know, our liver function, or that you just mentioned, kidney function decreases as we get older, and so we're not able to process any toxins, any you name it, through the system the way that you normally would whenever you were 20 years old. So that typically leads to negative secondary reactions of getting sick sooner, or getting, weight gain and so on. You're not able to drain that fluid off. So that is where I'd say that, for those people right in the middle, this is just a healthy adjunct therapy. I practice what I preach. I use this. I would say I'm in the middle. I'm right in the middle. I'm 45 years old, so I'm definitely not at the peak of my physical health, and then I don't have any chronic conditions, but just for me personally, I use it to keep me optimal. And that's the part, Dr. Brennan, that I would say is huge for all the people in the middle. This just helps you stay right there, nice and balanced. It partners well with all the other different IVs that you have in your practice, and for other patients that are looking at that, this just makes everything else work better.
Right. I would say one of the ways I explain it to patients is it's kind of, and you brought up the athlete, it's almost like a workout for your cells. Is it stresses your cells or stresses your body in a healthy way, similar to exercise. Exercise is a stress on your body that ultimately makes your body healthy. And this is kind of a little stress on your cells that they make all of your cells healthier by putting a little mild stress on them. What do you think about that explanation of how I'm explaining it to my
That's
patients?
absolutely right. So the medical term is, hormetic therapy, but that's exactly what's going on. When you work out, like you said, the part where I'd say ozone gets a bad rep is that it's an oxidative IV, and we have been, there's plenty of podcasts that talk about you don't want oxidative stress, which is true, but ozone is introducing a mild oxidative stress event, which does in turn trigger the cell to, like we mentioned, there's an enzyme that is triggered by the ozone in a red blood cell called 2.3 DPG. That's what actually engorges. That's a mechanism of action that actually helps engorge that little red blood cell to pick up more oxygen. Think about how important oxygen is in your body. You could go without food for how long? For water for what, 3 days? But hold your breath for a little bit and tell me what happens. It's just, I mean, oxygen is so extremely important. You're able to kick things, senescent cells back online that were hanging out, senescent cells meaning zombie cells that weren't really contributing to anything in your body. You're able to get those back in the game, all from this hormetic, like you said, that stressor, which is important.
Yeah. When patients are actually getting the treatment, can you explain like what kind of results they would feel? From my standpoint, the first time I ever got ozone IV, actually I had, I don't know, maybe we shouldn't bring this up, but I actually had the COVID virus, and this was when I didn't have this treatment in my office, and called a colleague and said, I know you do some off-label things, and I have COVID. Can you treat me with ozone? And I wasn't that sick, but just a little sick. And he said, yeah, meet me after hours when everybody's gone. And I felt better the minute I got in my car. But since then, you know, I feel pretty good on a daily basis, and now I do these treatments more as maintenance of, you know, because I'm 54, and that's when people start getting medical problems, and so now I do it as a maintenance. And so, but now when I do it, I don't really feel much because I don't feel bad. So, what is your experience of what most people feel when they're getting these treatments? And it seems to me like the worse you feel, the more you'll feel. I don't know if that's been a standard response when you're seeing, you know, thousands of people have ozone treatments.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty accurate. You know, it's not uncommon for your healthy people to get done with an ozone IV and say, yeah, I didn't really feel a whole lot. The part that I can promise you is there's so much going on in the background, running in the, you know, the secondary systems of your body that they're just doing what they do and protecting you from the kid that sneezed on you at the grocery store. You get what I'm saying, right? But yeah, so I'd say a patient who's brand new to this, what they could expect to feel, and I'll get to the very worst that could happen and the very best that could happen. So I'll make sure that I call it exactly like fair right across the middle, right? So for the very, you know, I'd say best that could happen, typically you feel extremely clear-headed after your ozone IV. You, like Dr. Brenner, you mentioned getting in the car and you just felt immediately better. I'd argue that that's that oxygen uptake that you're taking in, and your body's like, whoa, this is awesome. All of a sudden, we don't run around typically as optimal. That's just not how we, sadly, with environmental, you know, and just the everyday stressors, we just don't run around optimal in our oxygen uptake. So that's huge. So that huge, I'd say, boost of clear-headedness, energy, sleep is huge. That's one that gets reported over and over again. You typically jump into REM sleep and have like one of the best nights sleep that you've had in forever. And that's reflected on some of these sleep score devices that you may have, whether it's an Oura Ring or some of the watches, you know, they will reflect that, so your body's truly just shutting down and in repair mode, right? Whenever that happens in REM sleep. For the middle of the road people, you know, I'd say that those guys, they feel a little better, but nothing too wild. I have seen things like astigmatism get, I'd say, clear, like patients who have astigmatism, all of a sudden they can see a little better. Well, when you're reducing that oxidative stress on the body, which is what ozone does, that's, you know, it's like rust on metal, right? You're polishing that rust off and it's nice and shiny again. So that is where some of that, I'd say, comes into play. On the very worst, let's talk about that. Here's why I love ozone and UVI. The very worst that could happen, you get a fever, you have fatigue, you may get a rash in some of your lymph drain areas, like the backs of your elbows, your like the sides of your neck, behind your knees. That's it. It's not like, you know, there's you look at the fine print on some of these medications and it always leads to death, or you know, who knows, whenever you combine multiple medications, what happens in your body. But that is, if I told you, okay, the very worst that could happen to you is a fever at the most extreme rare end, but you have all these potential for benefits, these, you know, positive effects in the body, I'd say most people would try it at least.
Yeah. So in our practice, we recommend people do these in a series, and in an ideal situation, actually do it indefinitely, because again, just bringing back to that exercise analogy, is it's not like you can exercise, you know, for 1 month and then you're good forever. It's or you know, you exercise 10 times and you lose 20 pounds. How many sessions does somebody need to do? And can you also talk about the dosing of ozone, because we
Sure.
have low dose and high dose, and how that works.
Yeah. So as far as packages go, let me address that first. That is huge. Tell me in any other traditional medicine format where, let me give you a scenario. You have strep throat. You go see your local doc in a box and he gives you a Z-Pak. He doesn't tell you to take one of those and you're cured, you're great. He tells you to run through the whole course, right? So we already know this, but for some reason in functional medicine, I feel like we're looking for that silver bullet or that quick, you know, get rich quick kind of thing. So that is why a series of ozone IVs are extremely important to run through, specifically for a chronic condition. Dr. Britt, I'm not sure what packages you have there, but I'm just telling you that it's extremely recommended to run through those. And there's a whole mechanism of action is why that's needed too, that, that's a probably its own topic. But the other part would be for the maintenance side, or let me just address it this way. If you had the time, you had the veins and the facility to go to, which you would with Dr. Brenner, you could essentially do this every week for 52 weeks a year, and you're completely helping your body. Now, there's dosing too that we need to get into. So Dr. Brenner has two different options there. One is the lower dose, then it goes all the way into the higher dosing of ozone, which also the machine, the system that she has, you're able to run the blood past ultraviolet light twice. So it leaves the body. You're taking 300 mLs of blood from the body. You're ozonating it with a liter of ozone, which is a lot of ozone, and then running it back to the patient past UV light again. That one can get all the way up to 87,500 micrograms. The lower end of the scale, you would probably start off at like 4,200 micrograms. So to a lay person where you're like, dude, I don't even know what the heck that means, she's got you covered. So she has something in there for your super sick patient, all the way to your nervous Nelly. Hey, I don't know about this whole ozone thing. Well, you can start super low and slow and try it out and just see how your body responds to it.
You mentioned here and there about UV therapy or ultraviolet light therapy. Could you just give a little bit of a rundown of what that is and why? So in our practice, you're actually getting two treatments in one. And what does UV therapy do to the blood?
Yeah, so ultraviolet light therapy, and the way that this is used, and I've described it already, is that with the system that Dr. Brenner has, it's a combo therapy. So when you're drawing blood and ozonating it and running it back, it's going past UV light. So ultraviolet light, meaning the sun, that's a great way. That's one way that we know of ultraviolet light. So there's different bulbs in this machine. It's a UVI device, and there's a cuvette that goes through it that's made of quartz glass. The reason why you can't just run IV tubing through there is because blood forms a film. It's extremely dense and it's hard to get light to penetrate blood. So this whole device has been completely researched and designed to get as much light into the blood as possible. But I keep addressing light. So what I mean by that is there's three different UV light bulbs. There's UVC, which is extremely germicidal. Many of you are familiar with UVC in industrial settings, and I'll talk about that in a second. And then there's UVA and UVB that are utilized in this machine. All three of those do different things in the body. So UVA and UVB, I would say a quick summary on those is they increase your rheological flow. So they make those little red blood cells much more pliable so they can pass through your circulatory system with ease. They also have immune modulating properties, which I already described that in ozone. So they're, and then UVC is your heavyweight. It's germicidal. It'll kill anything possibly in a petri dish. And like I said, that one's used extensively in the industrial setting. But you heard me say that ozone does the same thing as UVI. Well, there's the reason why you're not getting the same thing happening from both is that there's two different components of the blood that are picking up this energy. Ozone is being it's binding to the albumins, the lipid product parts of your blood. The hemoglobin component to your blood, that's what's picking up what's called biophotonic energy. That's the energy that's transferred into the blood that the UV light, excuse me, that's the energy that the UV light is transferring into the blood. So two different parts of your blood are picking up two different components of this energy and then running it back to you. So you can see why that combo therapy is extremely important. I would also say that this is the evolved version of ozone IVs. So the traditional, there's a term called MAH that you may hear in a clinic that stands for major autohemotherapy. Essentially, that's taking blood off of you, ozonating it, and running it back. This form that Dr. Brenner has, I would call the evolved version of it. Think of your first cell phone to the one you have now, the mega computer in your hand. There's a bit of definitely an evolution, and I'd say the same with the ozone UVI IVs.
Great explanation. What about contraindications? Can you talk about who shouldn't get this
Right.
treatment?
For sure, like anyone who's pregnant, acute alcohol intoxication, that I think goes without explanation. There's bleeding disorders as well. If you're on long-term blood thinners, I don't know if you guys have caught me saying heparin. So heparin is a blood thinning medication that's used in ozone IV so that we prevent the clotting whenever we're sending that blood back to you. So if you're on a long-term acting blood thinner, that at times can be a contraindication. Obviously, that can be a discussion with your practitioner. Dr. Brenner can decide if whatever blood thinner you're on, if this could be safe or not. Thrombocytopenia is another. Leukemia is another one as well, just because of the platelet count. Those would be it.
Yeah. What about glucose or G6PD deficiency? So we actually check everybody. We do a make sure they have a blood count so their blood count's normal, and we check
Correct.
for that.
Yeah.
It's really rare, but we just like to be on the ultra safe side. So.
No, that's true. And that's a great one to cover for, make sure your patient does not have that ultra rare contraindication. So for those, a G6PD is essentially test, it's making sure that your cell can handle any sort of oxidative stress so that you do not have what's called hemolysis, which is breaking down of that red blood cell, which you never want in an ever. So
What about the question I know patients would ask is, well, how come I've never heard about this? How come my family doctor didn't talk to me about this? Is this covered by insurance? What's the data behind this? Can you address those
yeah,
questions
I
of
love
why have
those
I never heard
questions.
about this? So.
Just because you haven't heard of something doesn't mean it's not a thing. So ozone has been used since World War I. So you tell me. I mean, it's been used extensively in Germany in medicine. There's some amazing, like top-notch cancer facilities in Tijuana that have been using this forever. UBI was invented in 1928 here in the United States. It gets the All American USA designation. And around 1950 is whenever the pharmaceutical industry pivoted and went towards more towards a medication-based approach for antibiotics. So that is whenever you see the Y in the road when you look back in the history timeline. And that's whenever some of these therapies like ozone and UBI pretty much just got shelved and were not talked about. Here in the US. So that's, several generations back now at this point. That's probably why you haven't heard of it. Here's one amazing thing. And you mentioned the C word, Dr. Brenner, COVID. And I'll use that as well here, that ever since COVID, there's been some amazing research papers that have been put out regarding ozone and UV light therapy. So for those of you who are brand new and you're like, what the heck is ozone? You can probably Google a diagnosis and ozone therapy. And as of, I'd say 2021, there's been a lot of new research that has hit. That's extremely exciting. It's starting to show the validity of these therapies that that we've already seen or I've been seeing from anecdotal basis anyway.
Now, you've been traveling, sounds like across the globe, teaching doctors how to do this. How many practitioners are offering this?
Not enough.
I know in
So
Cincinnati, I can think of our place and two others, but is this something like, new, like what are they doing, or is this something that's been going on? I know you've been doing it for 10 years.
right. I would
Cincinnati's
say
pretty conservative.
yes. And in the Midwest, sadly, there's not as many practitioners as what there is in, like, let's say, California or Florida, or even in my home state of Texas. There's just not. I'm seeing it advertised a little more, though, and specifically for your patients in your practice. I just said there's not a whole lot in the Midwest. I definitely hang on to Dr. Brenner and get in there and do as many of those as you can, those ozone IVs. I have seen an explosion again since COVID, Dr. Brenner. That's why I've been so busy, is because more and more new practitioners are jumping into this space, both from, practitioner burnout from the traditional insurance-based system, or and all the way to the you have this I feel like what happened with the pandemic. It really lifted the veil on your health is your health and you're responsible for it. So many people are out there seeking a preventative, and ozone UVI is great for that. So I'm bringing all this up because I feel like that this boom is also very much patient driven. You have patients calling a practice saying, "Hey, do you guys offer ozone IVs?" Oh, okay, you don't. Great. And then they're on to the next one. And so they're looking for this, and it's like a reverse demand, right? So you have demand from the patient side, bringing in more practitioners from the other side.
We talked about all of these amazing benefits of ozone that when I decided, I actually just brought this into my practice, actually for me personally. And it was something that I only did on myself for probably about a year before we started offering it to patients. But I actually bought this device just for my own personal use. Actually, the limiting factor is we had issues with, insurance coverage, because everything we do, we have to have coverage for. And that was the limiting factor. And so I really researched it from my own health. And it has so many benefits. But let's just talk, is this the cure for the cancer? Is this the cure for disease? Is this the only thing you need? It's certainly not the only thing I do. And when people ask me, like, well, what do you do? I'm like, oh my gosh, like I do everything. Like, and that's really kind of as a business model of I look at, well, what would I want as a patient? And that's usually what I bring into my practice. But can you talk about that? Is this the only thing I need to do?
Absolutely not. And here's where my passion gets mistaken for, here's what I mean by that. I'm extremely passionate about ozone UVI and all the results that I've seen, and I teach all the different ways to do it. But never ever would I walk into your practice, Dr. Brenner, knowing what I know and say, I have a chronic condition, throw all that other stuff to the side and just give me ozone IVs. That's just not, remember, this is I'd say the ultimate, I called it an adjunct therapy, meaning you stack it on other things to get a greater effect, or just it goes well with all the other offerings that you have. So that is one thing that I'd say I'd caution to a patient is, while this is amazing and it's awesome, it's never going to be the end all be all. And I've even seen practitioners, Dr. Brenner, fall into that unfortunately, like negative feedback loop of, oh my gosh, ozone is incredible, I can use it for everything. And then they use it for everything and forget, some of the other foundational IVs and so on that could benefit a patient. So absolutely not. You never use it for just a standalone anything. So
And nor does everything. Our practice, I'd say probably the gateway or what most people come to our practice for is hormone optimization. And although hormones do amazing things for people, it's not in many people the only thing they need, or it's not going to fix everything. And so again, sometimes patients will go on Google and say, I did these hormones and it didn't help me. Like, it hormones are amazing, but it's not, that also is not the silver bullet that's going to fix all the things. So.
You bring up hormones, and this was recent. I had a practitioner text me and saying, "Hey, Jason, I just saw it." This was in her own self. Her TSH moved from multiple ozone IVs, which, as you know, is pretty stubborn. So that was impressive. That's, again, you talk about adjunct therapy. You pair that with the hormone therapy you're doing now, and I imagine you could just accelerate the results that you're trying to get.
Yeah. Well, I think we pretty much covered it. It sounds like you're pretty busy traveling the globe teaching other practitioners how to do this. Is there anything we missed about ozone that our listeners should know?
No, I would just say try it. I mean, the good thing that Dr. Brenner has at her office is the lower offering. So for your nervous patients or you're just afraid of it, try the lower side of it, and just you can stair step from there. And one thing we didn't address is that, we've all seen Grey's Anatomy. There's like one air bubble that goes into the line, and the patient just drops over dead. So we're talking about introducing ozone, which is a gas, right? So ozone and oxygen is a gas. So why is that not causing air embolisms or anything like that? What's, how are you not afraid of that? Please remember that ozone is primarily 99.9% medical grade oxygen. So there's not a risk for air embolism for those that are worried about that, that are concerned with that. The other part is, well, I have a, I don't know, some sort of metal plate in my arm, metal rod, something like that. Would ozone react negatively, to that particular metal? Once ozone comes in contact with the blood, it is now what's called an ozonide. It's a stable ozone form, and it's no longer active ozone. So if you have any sort of metal in your body, it's not going to react negatively like that. I've even seen it used for patients who are on a pacemaker, for instance. So that's pretty extreme. You definitely wouldn't want to test that theory then, right? Let's see if this is safe or not. So, but yeah, it's again, go in there, try it. I would challenge you. I mean, for the patients that are on the fence, next time you're getting sick, jump in there, have her do a ozone UBI IV on you. And I would bet money that that cleared whatever it is that you have coming on cold would clear up pretty quick.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Really appreciate you help
Welcome.
educating our listeners.
Thanks for listening to Healthy Her. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a quick 5-star review on your podcast platform. Your feedback means the world to us and helps others discover our show. Do you have questions or want to discuss a particular topic? You can reach us by emailing ask@dramiebrenner.com or calling 513-204-8403 and leaving a voicemail. We might feature your question or comment in an upcoming episode, so don't miss out on the chance to be a part of the conversation. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. We appreciate your support and can't wait to have you back with us next time. Take care and remember, your Healthy Her journey begins with you. This podcast is for general information only and does not constitute medical advice, the practice of medicine, nursing, or other healthcare services. No patient-physician relationship is formed. The information in the podcast and any references, material, or links are at the sole discretion of the listener and not meant to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Listeners should not delay or disregard obtaining medical advice for any medical diagnosis or issues that they may have and should seek medical care or advice from their healthcare provider for any such conditions.